What's up, Chicago and the rest of the world? Welcome to the Money, Sex, Gen X podcast. My name is Eric McLeod. I am your host with the most, the man with the plan, the Scotty Pimpin. Oh. A podcast pimpin.
Wow.
Man, I love saying that intro. And I am here with my brother, my homie, AI mogul in the making.
Uh-huh.
And I call him the Rashid Wallace.
Wow.
Podcast knowledge. My homie, Scott Stewart.
Bo. Liquor shot. What's up, E-Money?
What's going on, Big Stu, man? It's been a minute. How you been doing?
I'm blessed, man. I'm great. I'm telling you, I don't have nothing. Man, I'm making up stuff at this point, brother. It's fine. All is well, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, man, taking care of these kids and trying to move closer to retirement.
Yeah.
Yes. One day at
Aren't
a time.
We all? Aren't we all?
Yes, sir. Well, some people, you sound like you want to keep working, so I don't know.
I just, you know, I feel like my work is my lifestyle. That's why some people confuse. They think I don't have nothing to do all day. So I'm kind of feeling that. I like that. So my work is my life, man, and so I'm retired from what, man? What I'm going to do? I'm probably still going to be doing podcasts and writing books and speaking engagements and doing workshops. And I don't see that going away, E-Money.
I believe you, too. I truly believe that. That sounds like an honest response. I see you're going to continue to get it in. Well, thank you for joining me this morning for this conversation about we're calling it tentatively Black Men, What's Holding You Back from Dating Up.
Wow, what a
But I think this could apply to anybody. You know, they had this saying that I saw Big Stu, and it started me down this long journey. I was on social media, and they were saying that men, we typically date down, and women date up.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Is that true? If I've been, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get too personal on that, but it's like, I just had to think about it, like, wow, you know, is that what we do? So I talked to my dad. My dad said, yeah, I believe that's true. But he said, hey, it's nothing wrong with that because men don't typically want to date up because we're biologically engineered to be the provider. And I said, nah, I can't go with you on that, Dad. I think that's a cop out. And we had a 3-hour conversation about it. So I wanted to talk about it with the rest of the world and get your thoughts on it.
Man, I got to, you know, so you sent the show notes. I looked at the questions. I went over it. I said, I'm pretty prepared, but I always know when you set these up for us, there's always a twist in the thinking. I'm realizing it as well. There's a perspective that I didn't consider. And I wasn't quite sure where you were going with this, but I believe I'm going to agree with your dad, but not necessarily from the provider perspective, but more so from the leader perspective. Like, I think we as men want women that we can lead. We want to teach them. We want to show them. And this probably comes from someone that we perceive as not being on our level.
Right. I'm laughing because I remember a woman that I was dealing with years ago. She got mad at me and she was like, you want to teach somebody all the time? And maybe I'm biologically, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, right? So, yeah.
Okay. Hey. Isn't that our nature? I think that's part of our nature, too. Like, we're the teachers, man. Come on. We're going to show you. We're going to guide you. We're going to lead you. You're going to follow us, yeah. So,
indeed.
But so there were then, some other, yeah. There, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Some
bad.
Other perspectives of dating up versus dating down, characteristics, if you will.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that, and I think that's probably the most important because I was talking to a young person that we both know that actually used to work with the show. We talked about this. He lives in Europe right now. We had about an hour conversation about it. And it just let me know that for the younger generation, too, this is a topic that I really think we should be talking about and exploring with them. So, yeah, let's get into it. What is dating up? And the definition that I found that I thought was most appropriate is the act or practice of a person dating or marrying a spouse of higher status than themselves. Higher status than themselves. Now, when we get to the status too could include attractiveness level, education, financial, career-wise, or even spiritually. Wow. Dating up. And so, and it also, for some people, it could include dating specific races or ethnicities, depending on what your mindset is.
Depending on your mindset.
What are your thoughts on that?
Very interesting. I wonder where the social construct of she's out of my league came from.
There you go.
Like, where did we get that? Because we as men have said that, man, she out your league. Right. Or maybe we've thought that. I ain't on her level. She wouldn't date me. I don't know. Look, I'd like to think I have a lot of confidence. I'm a pretty confident dude for the most part. But I know I have, this is stuff that I've said to myself. Why is she with him? Why he choose her? He could have done better. Where did that come from? And it's all of it. It's finance. Although I don't think it's financially. I think men look for women, like your dad is saying, who don't have as much money. You know, so that just because you make less money than me, that's not a deal breaker. But we know that there are a lot of women who feel like if the man doesn't make a certain amount of money, that might be a deal breaker for her. So, but I am interested to hear your perspective about attractiveness and cultural. What is that about, especially culturally, dating up or dating down?
Yeah, the attractiveness thing is super heavy. But yeah, I think that goes through all of our minds when we first meet a woman that we're interested in, right? I think we kind of have this ranking system in our head about ourselves and about the woman that we're potentially going to date or hook up with or marry or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that's the real thing. But the question I'm really thinking about for myself is, in those instances, am I thinking up or down? Am I thinking, well, this person don't look as good as me, or this person looks better than me? Like, am I going through that ranking system in that way for myself? I don't think so, but I'm probably subconsciously.
So it's very interesting. I think, you know, because our brains are the first supercomputers and we do calculations in our heads so fast all the time, right? Sometimes we don't even know where it came from. Imani, I would say that we probably make that calculation in our head real fast. Degrees, income, type of car they drive, clothes they wear. In comparison, well, I love what you said this. In comparison to not ranking others, but how we rank ourselves.
How we
rank ourselves. It's not about us ranking the other person as much as it probably is about us, how we see ourselves on that. So there are some men, you know, who see themselves as they can get any woman. It don't matter. And they only tend to go what we may call top tier, you know, I don't even know what you call them, you know, A-list, B-list, C-list, you know. But, and then there are other men who, I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess it really does. I like what you said. It really depends on how you, as the man in this conversation, we're talking about from a male's perspective, see yourself. And do you see yourself as deserving of certain things?
Right. And what I'm also thinking about in this conversation is, what are the triggers that make people who are in a relationship say, you think you better than me? Think about when you've heard that on a TV show or real life, or you said it or somebody said, what were the factors that made them say that? And the ones that I feel like come into play the most are education.
Education, huh?
you think you better than me. If I've heard that or seen that, or I don't think I've ever said it, but it's like, I think education is that one of those ones that's heavier on that list than others. What do you think?
Wow, that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of education as the first one, but I can see where you're going.
Okay.
I would think that the social status, maybe, you know, you and like I've been in situations, seen situations, heard situations where, and so now you're getting into this competition thing a little bit, but let's not go there. But one person's group of friends may be considered bougie or snobby compared to another. I talk about this all the time. I consider myself, and this is Stu's moment of transparency, I consider myself to be rough around the edges, right? Hmm. And so my friends and I, they kind of, you know, we, depending on the setting, you know, we go around some people and they may be like, yo, what's up?
So with your man.
These guys with? You know? Yeah. And then you go in, some of the guys might be like, man, who these? You know, and I'm just going to use, this is our show, like, man, who these bitches, man? Who they think they is? You know, like, right. These snobby hoes. You know, they say stuff like that or have said things like that. So I think it's more of a social, again, going back to, I think it's more of social, like, you think you better than me. You think, you know, but it's social, like, that's how.
So I have observed that too, but I feel like still that social standing ties into educational levels, because if you meet a woman that looks better, just say, you know, for sure she looked better than you, or she looks better than the normal level of women that you deal with. That's not going to, is that going to really make you put her on a higher social level as much as it is if you feel like, oh, she went to Harvard or she has a college degree and I don't? Which one is heavier as far as social standing?
For me, it's not education. For me personally, it's not education.
So what's your top one? Because I know you probably aren't the type of man that's like, just because you look good, that's going to give you a high level standing.
And I hate to say it, I really wish I was over it, but obviously this conversation is bringing out in me. But I'm going to say it's material. It's all material, right?
Okay.
It might be the car you drive.
Okay. All right.
It might be where you live.
Got you. Wow, I didn't even think about that, Stu. So you meet a young lady or you meet someone and you're like, she lives in a better neighborhood than me. So if I date her, I'm dating up.
Possibly. Or
I didn't never thought about that.
Yeah. Like, bro, disclaimer, you know, but if she could be fine, but if she on the bus,
you're not dating up.
And I'm not, you know, I know it sounds crazy because I'm just speaking some truth, right? Just some of my truth anyway that I've thought about or heard conversations about, observed or something. But like, oh, she ain't got no car. And I know women tend to think, like, you work at whatever store, you know, and where do you live and what do you drive?
Right.
And,
that's like, real, man.
Yeah, no. I know, right? Like this, but at the same time, you don't know what people. It could be a G-Wagon in the garage at home. You know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah.
Or e-money. If your G-Wagon is sitting in front of certain neighborhoods and that's where you live, and it's not in the garage,
right?
There's some. So that's that. Where do these judgments, and that's why it's societal. It's more societal for me than not.
You're making me think about a lot of stuff. Because I think for me, my moment of disclosure, I feel like it's income level. That's probably the heaviest thing on my list if I think about it. If I was to say I don't know if I approach it like this, but I think everybody does. We just don't want to admit it. But I think mine is like, how much money does that person make? If they make more money than me, then I'm dating up. You could be cute, not cute. I don't even really care that much about your education. Is how much money do you make?
Damn. How do you know? When do you find out? Are you guessing? Are you asking? Like, when do you determine that, E?
I think in those early conversations when you're getting to know that person, I found that most women will tell you what their income level is. It comes up. I make, you know, they might not be bragging. They might be like, I make $250,000 a year, but I got a lot of debt. You know, whatever, however it comes up, but it typically comes up. So.
Let me sidebar this. So for you, because you're making me think, you know, people talk about making six figures. I'm talking about, and I will say you and I are in the same boat to some degree. And I'm not counting your money. You ain't counting my money. But I'm saying we're in the same boat because we're here having this conversation. So that automatically puts us in the same boat. And I've heard, and I'm sure you've heard people talk about making six figures. Sure. And so is that level of conversation is like, okay, they make the 100,000 versus they make the 600,000 because they're both six figures.
Yeah, I think that comes into play. But I think once the person makes six figures, it definitely puts them in a different category. Like you can make 100,000 or 400,000, but I think people view it as, even if you had 100, you're in a different bracket.
And I wonder. Now,
we know that there's a big difference between 100,000 and 400,000.
Man, I think many of us don't think about that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yo, them hunt. And then 100 and 400, 100 and 500, those are still not $1 million a year conversations, or $1 million a year rooms.
Right. Because you're still not. You still don't make $1 million a year. So it don't really, it does matter, but then it kind of doesn't. It's like you said, we're still here in the same call, right? The same, you don't make $1 million a year. So you're in that $100,000, that six figure bracket. So yeah, I do think that comes up. But for me, as long as for me, what I'm thinking about is like, if you make six figures, I guess I just look at it like, we can rock out and make some things happen. Even if you got the debt and all, we can figure all of that out, but you have the resources to kind of do some things. But even that's a flawed way of thinking, because you have people who make six figures and their mindset is not conducive to building wealth or any of that. So even in my mind, I know that's flawed.
Yeah. And I think this conversation is bringing up that this whole idea of dating up or dating down might be flawed. It's just something that we do, and we probably, and this is why I enjoy your topics and your brain and your way of thinking, because what I'm hearing is that maybe we should be, you know, not thinking about dating from a social construct of up or down at all.
Now, that here's where I'm going to kind of go a different direction. I actually think that as men, we should start to think about dating up more.
Damn.
And here's why. When I'm talking to my homies and different people that are in my life, other men, the complaints that I hear is always about them basically trying to get their wife or their girlfriend to get into a better mindset or a better this or a better that or do this or do that. So I'm like, instead of trying to get somebody to change their mindset, why not go ahead and date or marry somebody that's already in that mindset and a little above where you are right now? Change the dynamic. You be the person that needs to get your money up. You be the person that needs to get more education. You be the person that needs to raise your credit score or your net worth. Can we deal with that level of intensity and adversity in our dating and marrying situations?
Yeah, I think that now I just sense competition coming in. If that's what we're doing, And I don't think we should be competing in our relationships. I agree with, because this is the one of the only, well, one of the few societies where you can date outside of your class, because now you're talking classism. In many other cultures, there are a lot of other cultures where you got to stick within your class, whatever class you were born, that's the class you stay in. So I don't like this idea of competition. Like, I think love shall prevail, right? Like, forget all that. Even when it comes down to ethnicity and race. Like, so, but I do understand, I think, from a economic business perspective, when we talk about dating and marriage, ultimately marriage, because we should all be, well, not all, but some of us are thinking about that as an end game. We are talking about from a business perspective. And if we're talking about improving our generation, our future generations, then we want to put ourselves in better situations. And what I'm hearing is that maybe this is one school of thought to accomplish that.
Yeah, maybe it's not just about business. Maybe your wife or your girlfriend is just a better person than you right now. So we get into spirituality, we get into self-care and wellness. Maybe they're just on a higher level than you on those things in terms of they read books, they might speak multiple languages. Is it okay to have someone that challenges you, but it's not a competition, it's just someone that makes you rise to a different level? Versus you always feeling like you got to pull somebody up to your level. And I think as men, we've gotten comfortable with the trying to pull people up. And if you talk to women, they're probably saying the same thing. Like, I'm tired of getting with these dudes and I got to pull them up. Everybody probably has that perspective. But if we really are honest with ourselves in your relationships and life, have you been the one pulling up or have somebody been trying to pull you up? And all I'm saying is if you're the one that's trying to pull up, consider changing the dynamic a little bit. Can you handle doing that? Because I think a lot of people can't handle that. And one other thing I want to touch on this is I think complexion comes into play. I've been amazed at how much colorism comes into play in our society as Black people. But some people think they're dating up if they date someone of a lighter complexion. They view that as dating up, regardless of everything else that's going on with that person. It's like, they lighter complexion, you know, I'm doing something.
And that's why I was curious about the second piece. I talked about education, but then culture or race. Are you finding that Black men feel that getting a white woman or somebody that is not Black dating up or dating, you know, is that a prize for us as Black men? And I'm not asking for all Black men. I'm really just asking about E-Money, you and the guys in your circle, Big Stu, me and the guys in my circle. Is that a conversation that we're like, man, ultimate goal, get a foreign, get a white woman, something like that?
I think for the guys in my circle, when you talk about tricking off and having a good time, the foreign thing does come into play heavy. But when we start talking about marriage and who's your girlfriend and all that on a day-to-day, I don't see where that comes into play as much. But again, having fun tricking off, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now it's making me think about kind of food, right? Like, we like our American food, right? We like our American burgers and dogs and pizza. But if we can go get some other cuisine, even just from a food perspective, that's more eclectic, right?
Right.
So Exactly. Experiencing other cultures or kind of, it's like traveling to other parts of the world, right? You get more experiences, makes you maybe a little more well-rounded. You have, you know, a little bit more to pull from. Yeah. You, hey, if You're a traveler versus not a traveler. You got a passport versus not having a passport. So there's still that. I get where this is going, right? Like, we do have these measuring sticks.
No doubt. And I think with, like, you know, you got a lot of guys that go to the Dominican Republic to trick off. You got Brazil. You know, you got these spots that guys always talk about. You know, some people go to Belize, like, whatever it is. But, yeah. And I think the guys in the other countries are looking at the U.S. in that way. They might come to the U.S. for the same purpose, or the women might come to the U.S. We're viewed as that luxury, you know, exotic item as well, depending on what country the other person is coming from.
Yeah.
And definitely, I know for sure some of these countries, if you get a guy, a black guy from the U.S., you are dating up for sure. Like Colombia, for example. You know, they're trying to come up financially, and they view people in the U.S. as having money, even though you might not really have a lot of money, but you got way more money than they have. That's a come up. So, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, okay. So where are we landing on this? Is it okay to date up?
So I think we might be split on this. Let's see if we can figure out if we're split on this. I understand that there's a concept of dating up. I am saying that should not be the measuring stick, although I know it is. But I am going to land on, love who you love. Let it be.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to take the other path. I'm going to say, hey, let's challenge ourselves a little bit more. Let's be more strategic, like women are. Women are very strategic. When they're looking at us, they're not just looking at one thing. They're looking at the entire package, and they have a plan. Our plan, we got a plan too, but I think our plans are a little bit more shallow than theirs, right? They're thinking big. We're thinking about like one or two specific things. So, yeah, let's think a little bit bigger. And if you're young and you out there getting it in and dating, just try it a couple of times. Date somebody that you know you're dating up. You know if you're dating up. You know if somebody is more attractive to you. You know if they got more education. You know if they got more money. You know if they live in a better neighborhood. You know if they're more spiritual than you. Wow. Give it a shot. You might like it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm here for it. I'm not saying that what you're saying is crazy. What's crazy is how you got me really thinking about it. Because what if you think you're that dude already? What if you think you're at the top? Is there, I guess there is, right? Because you just named them. If dollars and neighborhood and attractiveness and experience, if someone has more, then what got you here won't get you there. It's okay. All right. That's what's crazy. You got me thinking about this, E.
I'm going to say this too, Stu. You know, a lot of black men, we all think we're that dude, right? And what I'm saying is just ask yourself, do my current girlfriend or wife have a G-Wagon? Is she extremely attractive? Is she well educated? You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're really that dude, this shouldn't be a problem. Mom, you should be able to date up with ease.
Which means, fellas, you know what this means. You got to work on yourself, brother. You really going to wind up checking, asking yourself, what are you doing? Because dating up, if you want to, this is why I'm afraid of the competition. Because does that mean now we always looking to scale up in dating?
Why not?
Damn. E-money, y'all.
Because I think, like, what are we doing now? Looking to scale down? Like, what are we doing? Well, maybe people are doing this too. I wanted to bring this up. Maybe we're looking to date people that are on the same level as us. For comfortability reasons. And I think that's probably what I do. It's like, I'm like, okay, they got similar income, similar level of attraction. You know, like, you want to feel comfortable. I think that's what most people do. I don't know, but I love to do a poll about that.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity to go above and beyond that to something else.
I'm thinking that we do that with the one that let's scale up together.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I think that's a little bit of I want to see people do that. You know, they're on a different level. Can you rise to the occasion?
Hey, I want to hear from the people. This may be our first episode with me and E-Money actually are ending on the opposite ends of this conversation. Yeah, yeah. What do you think? Let us hear it in the comments, y'all. Give us your thoughts. Should you be dating up? Are you going to take the challenge, the E-Money challenge, and look around and ask yourself, are you doing the best that you can do? Should you be scaling up in your dating life? Or are you okay with just building with what you have and letting love prevail? Talk to us, people. Let us know what you think.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you all for joining us for this episode. It's been a great conversation. Please get in the comments and let us know what you think about this. We kind of gave our final thoughts. We might do a poll from MSG Facebook or YouTube or something. So be on the lookout for that, because we want to get some more data around this. But until the next episode, you all, peace.
Peace.